In the U.S., the typical crop travels 2,500 kilometers from field to table. And while U.S. consumers express growing interest in local foods, farmland near urban areas is increasingly unaffordable. These challenges have led a school bus driver who wants to run a local farm to seek a novel solution. He's an urban yard farmer. It's a brisk fall morning in Boulder, Colorado, as Kip Nash and three assistants stride into their neighbor's backyard garden.
We'll go on bean patrol.
Nash and his team drop crisp green beans in a bucket. They also harvest 2 dozen bunches of knee-high, satiny Swiss chard leaves.
We're getting beans. I think we're doing like maybe 12 to 15 stems for those Swiss chard bunches.
They carry the bins of chard and beans to Nash's truck. Then they drive past homes with conventional green grass lawns to gather vegetables in another front yard garden.
These are summer squash, patty pans and zucchini, yellow squash, all kinds of different, extremely prolific.
By noon, Nash and his crew will visit 12 front and backyard gardens. They'll gather enough fresh produce for 2 dozen other neighbors who have paid in advance for the weekly harvest. Nash, who earns most of his living as a school bus driver, calls this patchwork quilt of garden plots Community Roots Farm. He hopes to build it into a full-time farming career.
In the meantime, it's turned into a really, really cool community project, a really neat thing that people can really connect with and get a lot of hope from.
It's a hope throughout the U.S., as evidenced by the growing number of local farmers markets, where growers come into a town or city to sell their products to consumers face-to-face. According to the U.S. Agricultural Department, there are nearly 5,000 farmers markets around the country today, nearly double the number in operation just a decade ago. It's a small but thriving segment of U.S. agriculture, and because farmers can often earn a higher profit dealing directly with the public, it can be a rewarding outlet for the 200,000 American farmers whose fields are only 1/2 to 3.5 hectares in size. But even small plots can command big prices. And when Kip Nash was starting out, he says he couldn't afford anything but his own backyard.
And I thought, well, that's not enough to be a farmer. I wanted to learn how to grow food for market and grow food for community. So in order to do that, I needed more land than just our backyard. And so I thought, well, I'll start checking with the neighbors.
So 3 years ago, Nash put out the word about Community Roots Farm. He promised to do all the work for front or backyard gardens as long as the homeowners let him plant what he wanted and let him harvest what they didn't eat. One of his neighbors says it's a wonderful deal.
They actually handle everything, and that's really the nicest thing about it. We don't have to do anything at all. I mean, if they asked us to, I think we'd be happy to do it. But they really have a great team that handles watering every day. Because when I first moved in, I was like, do I need to do anything? They're like, absolutely not. You just, you know, leave the fence open for us.
Other homeowners say they've been inspired to grow more food themselves.
And he motivated me to do my own garden in my front yard. It's great. It's just so much nicer than grass. And it creates a lot of conversation with people walking by, too.
With a dozen front and backyard gardens, Nash now farms around 1/10 of a hectare. As more neighbors offer him space in the years ahead, he suspects he'll be closer to 1/2 hectare and closer to a full-time agricultural career. Another urban gardener says it's a model for many communities.
A lot of the big farms are going out of business, and I think it's up to the community to probably just get together and make a lot of little farms. I know it'll help as far as cutting down on transportation costs to and from.
When it's time to pick up their share of the harvest, many of Nash's customers bike or walk to the Community Roots Harvest booth set up once a week in a neighborhood parking lot. As they get their fresh-from-the-yard produce, they visit with each other and Kip Nash.
And he's fabulous. He's awesome. We love this food. Okay, so, hey, 1 bag of potatoes. One zucchini. So, Quincy, you can pick one of these.
Oh,
that's a pretty one. Thank you. And one cucumber. I think, yeah, those are cucumbers.
We got potatoes.
Tell the story right now.
We got tomatoes, beans, and radish, basil, and we got...
Ooh, that big thing you got for Daddy. The giant tomato. Oh, and the potatoes.
Potatoes.
And this is called chard.
Oh, I just love the idea of the gardens tucked all through the city, and they're really fresh vegetables.
One cucumber, 1 pound of tomatoes, 1 bag of beans, 1 bag of basil, and 1 bunch of Swiss chard. In a word, it's local. It's the real deal and fresh. Didn't arrive on a truck. It's hours old. You can't beat it.
Put the food in there.
Nash says it's hard work to run this urban farm, but at times like this, it's worth it.
Growing vegetables excites me. Pulling carrots out of the earth excites me, and connecting with my neighbors in a real earthy way, it excites me. It makes me happy.
We love Community Roots, that's for sure.
Kip Nash and his Community Roots Farm are part of a growing movement called Community Supported Agriculture. It promotes organic farming, cuts the use of fossil fuels to grow and transport crops, and builds stronger connections between communities and the people who grow their food. From Boulder, Colorado, I'm Shelley Schlender.